Governor Walker's spending plan and an alternative budget prepared by critics are the same in one respect. Both would use increased pension and benefits contributions from public workers to help erase a $3.6 billion state deficit. But the alternative budget would also increase taxes on corporations and the wealthy. Robert Craig from Citizen Action of Wisconsin says this, along with improved revenue collection, could avoid deep cuts to schools, health programs, and public transportation, things that are in the governor's budget.
We know they're the wrong choices, and we hope that the legislature will take this into account before it signs off on something that moves Wisconsin backward and rolls back decades of progress.
The authors of the alternative budget say it's an exercise designed to show the governor and lawmakers there are ways to balance the budget that would be less painful to schools and public programs. The lead sponsors of the alternative budget are the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, Citizen Action, and Centers on Wisconsin Strategy, or COWS. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.